Hey, audio listener, yeah, today we got the Hodge twins. Because Dave Landau's sick, AIDS. But leave a rating or review, and I hope you enjoy the show. Also, really important, Wednesday night, we're covering the joint address thing from President Joe Biden, who uses the N-word and F-word. You'll hear about it in the show. Enjoy.
By the power of Crowder Shop,
I have the power!
Dave, you're not wearing pants.
Tis true.
Where'd Dave get those cool threads? Wouldn't you like to know? It's a mystery. But you can start your treasure hunt at CrowderShop.com. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Crowder Shop.
That's called, I'm taking my time because it's a slow news day, Slurp.
Yeah, yeah, it's
hey.
Monday.
Well, that's a good thing. That means that the cops have no one of color is being shot by police officers.
There we go. That's good.
A good sign.
White people still are, but, you know.
That's okay. We don't care.
When in Rome? we have a lot. There's a lot to talk about. Hey, the Oscars happened last night?
Really?
That's it. That's all we have.
Not exciting.
No one cares. Worst ratings ever. It's the first time we didn't do the live Oscars, the live anti-Oscars stream.
Thank God.
Though we will be, you can bring this up, we will be on Wednesday night. There'll be no show Wednesday morning because Wednesday night we'll be covering the joint address from Joe Biden. I almost said Barack Obama. Vice President Joe Biden.
Basically.
And we do have a lot of news to get to that doesn't really matter, but it really does because insurrection has kind of been the word of the last few months. And I realized before today's show, I'm like, wait a second. There have been like 30 insurrections across this country. Yeah. If you take into account courthouses, precincts being burned down. So we'll begin. Well, when does something turn into an insurrection? You guys let me know. We'll talk about it throughout the show, but you can comment. You know, the best thing you can do is just comment and smash that like button. Hey, look, Gerald A. is here.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm here. How are you?
Horrible. How are you, Quarter Black Garrett?
Doing fine. You know, I haven't been shot yet. It's good.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, when you do, it'll just be the white half. Statistically, that's most likely. If you speaking of people of color, which sounds a lot to me like colored people, but that's offensive. The Hodge twins are here. Dave Landau, by the way, wishing the best. He's with his family there. They got some family. His wife has some issues going on, so we'll see you next week. But Hodge twins, how are you, gentlemen?
Doing great. Feel safe.
Yeah?
Hey, Quarter Black Jared, you ought to just go with light skin Jared.
It's Garrett.
Garrett,
guys.
Yeah. They're using the name from Labyrinth with David Bowie. Now, for the audience, let them know which one's Keith, which one's Kevin.
It doesn't matter. I'm Keith.
That was actually for
Keith
me
today.
Yeah. For those who don't know, where's the best place for people to support you guys? Is it
what is it? Fuck, I don't know. Conservative Twins on YouTube.
Conservative Twins on YouTube. All right, great. Yeah, well, thanks. I'd be upset if we were monetized at all because then we'd be demonetized right away. We're not. So you can say whatever you want.
Sort of.
Talk about them sidewalls. Okay, we have a lot to get to here. Joy Behar, first off, misgendering Caitlyn Jenner, who's running for office in California. But first, it is Lesbian Visibility Day.
Oh.
Right. Which, what the hell is that?
It's well, you know what? It's one. They're visible. Which you know what? Hey, just so you know, the other 364 days of the year, we can tell.
Yeah, I can smell it too. So.
We can generally we see you.
Yeah.
How? But so even though I don't know all of these people are lesbians, I'd bet my bottom dollar that they are. Here's a bunch of fat pride, mostly lesbians, doing their thing.
Do you wanna party with a fat?
bitch. Nope.
Even though in comments you're like, cap, bitch. Time you spend with me will be time well spent. And if I get on top, you know I'm leaving a dent. Wanna party with a fat buy me diamonds, leave me
oh, come on. I thought they were pushing the idea that obesity is healthy. They're eating ranch Doritos.
All right. You know I'm leaving a dent. I'm a big, bad, big butt, big dreams baddie.
See how small the head are?
It's an optical illusion.
Whiny little dude say, I'm concerned for your health. And think about my backles while they're touching themselves.
What the hell is that?
Okay, look.
John Candy.
Okay.
They make Caitlyn Jenner look beautiful.
Yeah. Angry joke. Some people just want to watch the world burn and then put it between two graham crackers and toast it. And by the way, if you are that overweight, do not wear tie-dye, the sunburst pattern. You look like the Big Bang. And we went from, this is the thing. Remember we went from, fat pride, it was being accepting. And I've always said, you've talked about this too. If someone is overweight in the gym, you encourage them. You're like, hey, good for you. The issue now is they're saying, hey, this is something to be proud of. And now they're not even sticking with their own premise, which was obesity can be healthy. Well, look, if she was sitting there eating a bag of kale chips, first off, we'd be like, you're lying. But we'd still appreciate the keeping up appearances, love. She's going, I'm obese and I'm healthy and you should be proud eating ranch Dorito chips.
Yeah.
Now they're just like, hey, we're fat, we're unhealthy, but we're going to put, you know what? Once we're putting kids on puberty blockers, who really cares if we tell them to have a cholesterol level of a Mack truck?
Yeah.
I love the line, if you get with me, I'm going to leave a dent.
Yeah.
Really? I'm all
leave a
that.
Corpse.
Sure. Exactly. I won't be able to breathe because, like you said, your back fat does touch itself. So I'm assuming the front stuff does.
No, they were saying you're going to think about my back rolls and touch yourself.
No.
Well,
hey, so those women, they was all lesbian?
No. I just assumed.
Oh. I'm sure there's some sprinkles
the
in there.
Haircuts give it away.
And if they are lesbians, I would assume that one is more of a byproduct of nurture, folks. Yeah,
it's not by accident.
Necessarily nature.
Oh, geez.
If that was the only women on this planet, I think homosexuality would go up through the roof.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Both a lot of advocates for it.
Both for the women?
Yes.
Well, listen, if she leaves a dent, I hope that she leaves and gets to a weighing station.
Hey, so you prefer a man over that? You are so gay.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys are into the bodybuilding, and that's about as gay as it gets. Anyone with a few Sandow trophies has a few Joe Weider trophies, if you know what I'm saying.
So you would get down with that? Hey, man, I ain't going in the butthole.
All right, okay. All right, let's not lead it this way. So we are going to be talking about the joint address on Wednesday night. We're going to be live streaming it, live fact-checking.
Is Kamala and former president, they're both addressing, or is it just a joint session of Congress?
Former Vice President Joe Biden.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
President Kamala Harris? I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'll talk about it. We'll see.
We'll see.
Keep in mind, President Trump addressed Congress February 27th, about 5 weeks into his presidency.
Earlier.
So, yes,
and
significantly.
It's been definitely more than 5 weeks.
No, I said it was 5 weeks. Well, no, it's first time when he became president, right? Yeah. It's about 5 weeks.
First one.
Yeah, yeah. And not 5 weeks earlier, 5 weeks overall.
No, in general, I'm sorry. That's earlier than what we're getting now.
Right.
Yeah, much earlier.
Now, Joe Biden is doing his 99th day in office. And by the way, we have exclusive, I don't know if you saw this, exclusive video of Joe Biden practicing for his speech. And by the way, this is not a dub. None of this is fake. This is real.
These white supremacist Nazi sympathizers carrying Nazi flags using these...
bubbling idiot.
I was absolutely wrong. I thought when Donald Trump left office, we lost good comedy coming from the president.
We haven't. Well, that's what Bill Maher said. You know, we were expecting, listen, people were expecting, Alzheimer's. He's been totally on top of things, so there's no comedy to be had. He just said fags and Jews in eat.
Hey, don't forget he said the N-word about it, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, just saying everything.
Autocaps, you got it.
Must be nice to be a liberal because we get banned, they get forgiven. And we'll get to that in a second with Joy Behar. By the way, you can follow me on Instagram, Louder with Crowder. That's where you get some stuff that's not necessarily political. You know, sometimes we do a little bit of lifting. We do a little bit of dog training. We do a little bit of nudity. But the main thing is it's a live show Monday through Thursday. So tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. Eastern. This Wednesday, of course, tune in at night because that's when we'll be doing it. We'll be taking your chat in a couple of minutes on Mug Club. We have a truth or dare, Manny says. segment, which I'm looking forward to, which would absolutely get us removed. Yeah. All right. So Joy Behar, Caitlyn Jenner's running for office. You know this, in California.
Yeah.
Where you guys used to live, but you left. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that could Get the hell out of there.
That could be your that could have been your governor. Okay. I don't even know that I wouldn't vote for Caitlyn Jenner out of who would you vote for? Honestly, if you have Gavin Newsom and Caitlyn Jenner, and I was thinking about this, ironically, Caitlyn Jenner may be more reasonable and oppose puberty blockers to kids, which you know Gavin Newsom supports.
Yeah.
Right.
So even though Caitlyn Jenner is a murderer and crazy, and I mean that.
Literally.
Just she killed somebody. Yeah. Hit and run, this woman.
Oh, yeah.
Was that when Caitlyn Jenner had transitioned?
That was Bruce Jenner.
That was Bruce Jenner.
No longer exists.
Well, that was foreshadowing. Yeah. Obviously, the driving ability became a woman.
That's what Dave said. Like,
next thing he's going to identify as a she Asian.
Bruce killed a woman and then became a woman.
Yes.
No, Bruce here.
He's
gone. I don't know what you're talking about. He's at home, not by the hair, my skinny chin chin.
Yeah. Well, okay, you epilated it, so that's not a valid term. So Joy Behar was talking about this on The View, and I know people saying, why is this important? Well, listen, the idea that gender will disappear, men and women cease to exist, I still think that's the most important issue. You destroy the nuclear family here in this country, which is Black Lives Matter's goal. If you destroy the idea that men and women are intrinsically different and we have roles where we complement each other, and it's a beautiful and wonderful thing, if you just say that they're all interchangeable, I think that's a huge problem, and I think that our society ceases to exist. That has nothing to do with whatever pronouns you want to use when you're an adult. Fine, you want to say that you now identify. I don't care what you do, but I do think it's important that as a society we recognize that those are outliers and protect our families and our children. Children should not be put on puberty blockers. Everyone said that we were fear-mongering, that we were straw-manning, that we were using a slippery slope logical fallacy. Look, now you have kids who may be taken away from their parents. It's already happened in Canada. It may be happening across the United States. And now you have people complaining about bills that simply don't allow women to compete against biological men. They're saying that this is not safe for trans kids. All right, so let's go into this first. Joy Behar, noted liberal and ALF lookalike winner.
It was no contest.
Misgendered Caitlyn Jenner three times when talking about it. Here's a clip.
Yeah, Sonny, he's got this guy, Brad Pascal, running his campaign. What do you think about that? I mean, that guy was accused of using campaign funds to enrich himself. What? That's who's running his campaign. Wow. Her campaign, rather.
Three.
Yeah.
Wow, what an asshole.
Yeah. Right. I would go along with that. I think that she should take a seat and let somebody with the credentials take over. So first of all, let me apologize for my pronoun mix-up. I think I just didn't get enough sleep last night. I had mixing them up, and I tried to correct it immediately, but whatever, it just came out. So I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Could I have avoided the YouTube demonetization? Just be like, well, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough sleep.
Yeah. You know, I didn't have my NyQuil. And I was reading the DSM-5, and I got confused with science or whatever. Like, oh, okay, fine. Yeah, you're good to go.
Joy is so out of touch.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that no one else has. She apologized, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not misgendering her. She apologized, Joy Behar. Yeah. But here's the thing. No one else is talking about this. She apologized, and obviously didn't know that she was making a mistake. So someone spoke in her earpiece. That's how it works. You know, if you've done these shows, you just did some stuff on Fox News. They when I used to fill in host, they'd give me an earpiece. Now I'd say, I don't want to do the earpiece. Like, well, what if you need us to feed you facts? I'm like, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I want to just say either I'm ready or I'm not. So they always have an earpiece and someone is giving them corrections and information. And that's clearly what happened here because Joy Behar then afterwards apologized or whatever. But there is a moment in this interview that no one is talking about. And I guarantee you there's the oh crap moment and they're going in her ear saying, no, you got to fix this. You got to fix this. It's watch this clip. She's talking with Sunny Hostin, whatever her name is, and something completely unrelated to what's going on. She's very confused. She says, what? I guarantee you they're in her earpiece, right, DEFCON 5. Here you go. Watch this clip.
One of the largest economies in our country.
What?
I think that she's woefully unfit to run for governor and to run anything.
Tell me that's not exactly what just happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Goes,
exactly. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She said it out loud.
Salute the Marines. I'm getting word. Is that Is it confirmed?
Yeah, it looks like. Yeah.
Okay, so look, this was my hunch, and now I'm getting word that we actually do have the exclusive audio. Sometimes this stuff gets leaked.
Yeah.
Of the earpiece to Joy Behar during this segment. Exclusive audio. Okay, here we go. Let's roll that.
So just because you have experience or you've grown up in politics doesn't make you right for the job either. So, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Sonny, he's got this guy, Brad.
Oh, no. Okay. Joy, you misgendered her there. Make sure you correct that. It is her campaign. That's Caitlyn Jenner, her campaign. I know you know this. Just letting you know.
What? That's who's running his campaign.
Son of a bitch. Okay. It's her campaign. Stop saying stupid. You're going to get a suit.
Ties apparently also.
Make sure you correct it. Now we're going to have to issue an apology for Joy Behar.
Listen, you know. Peach.
Okay, we're coming back to you, Joy. Make sure you apologize for misgendering and correct it. We're coming to you in now.
In our country, what? I think that...
What do you mean, what? Pronouns! You wanted to make these rules, you little shit.
To run anything.
Right, okay.
Okay, yeah. All right, you're slick, Joy. Just keep saying okay. Maybe no one will notice what a rube you are.
Megan, tell me what you think about this, about her running.
Thank you! Was that so hard?
You know, I think a deeply serious person with that doesn't need on-the-job training is...
Coming back to you, Joy.
Right. I would go along with that. I think that he should, she rather...
Oh, Mike, are you serious? How stupid are you? That was not a rhetorical question. Hey, everyone, how stupid is Joy Behar? Can anyone here tell me how stupid Joy Behar is? You know, okay, you know what? I quit. We should have hired Bart the Bear. Do a better, this isn't worth it. You make me miss Rosie. You did this to me, Joy. Did you hear me? You make me miss Rosie.
Hey, come on.
I'm out.
Come on.
Okay, good luck with Glad.
Come on, go back. Go back. It's not...
No! No, I don't care if she apologizes. I'm not going back. I quit. Brent, she's an idiot. She's an idiot, Brent.
Well, doesn't seem like they have a very empathetic producer.
Yeah, it's kind of hostile.
Not a healthy work.
But I understand the frustration.
Not healthy at all.
Wouldn't it be nice just think of that double standard, right? Yeah. Oh, well, I just forgot. So we just right now, we just went through three. Right, yep. Joe Biden, fag, flag. And the Jews, what? Snooze, what? You're talking about kids' bassinets? See, because now I have twins coming, so I know about the snooze bassinets. And now we have misgendering three times. I'm sorry, I got a lack of sleep, you know, or something. Whatever excuse you need today.
Well, good enough for me.
You think you guys would get that, Grace?
Oh, hell no.
You have to step around the mines constantly. They're walking backwards and laying down mines. It's a minefield. There's like we said, there's no land left.
Exactly.
It's just mines. And we have to sit and say, no. This is the context. We have to explain and fact check jokes. And they just go out and they say whatever they want. No one cares. It must be nice. When I when I think of a liberal, I picture a conservative. And then I remove all reason and accountability.
I think it's funny because it's like they act like this isn't confusing, like this isn't bizarro world that we're now living in, and it's like you said earlier that slippery slope. No, it's way worse than we could have ever imagined getting this quickly.
And they chastise you for making the same. Like, look, this is my rule too. I just use the name. We may have Caitlyn Jenner on the show. I will. You can legally change your name. I try and use the name.
Totally fine.
Okay, but the pronoun thing I just avoid because I'll probably get it wrong anyway.
Yeah.
I've had transgender on this show who are passable, and I've had some who look like men in clown makeup.
That is true.
And you're just going to get it wrong. Like I've said this with Blair White. Who's here. If Blair White were at a restaurant in public, I didn't know them. I would say, well, behind that girl over there.
Yeah.
That makes it easy. Like I'm not trying to be confrontational.
Right.
But you can't just expect me to be like, oh yeah, Caitlin, she with the she won the male decathlon. Yeah.
Behind Buffalo Bill over there.
Yeah. This is even a child. I'm like, well, you mean behind the funny man?
That's funny you say clown makeup. Like, I've been in situations where you see like a transgender person come in and it's obviously a dude. Everybody stops and is like, everybody knows it but the transgender.
Yeah, I know. It's like, at least give it some effort. Come on.
Help us out.
Well, you know what I will say? Caitlyn Jenner did put in the effort. Did the whole bottom half surgery and then forced... her girlfriend to become a lesbian.
Yeah, she, that's, wait. I don't understand that at all. I thought when I first came across transgenderism, when guys became women, I thought they were into guys.
Yes.
Yeah. I just thought they wanted to get pounded by guys, but like Bruce Jenner and now Caitlyn.
No, I don't want to be the nail. I want to be swinging the hammer. Only I removed my hammer.
That's what I noticed about transgenders too. Some, I knew this girl, she wanted to be a boy, and then she had a boyfriend, but he wanted to be a girl. Yeah. I was like, you guys are not even gay.
Yeah. what is this?
I don't know what you call it.
Cisgender relationship now.
We're just typed. They're just typed. This type.
Officer Jenner, we're down on our knees.
Oh.
Oh, I have to use a device just to take a pee. Nope. This is, so by the way, hit the notification bell if you're subscribed, because notifications don't mean a whole lot, or subscriptions don't mean a whole lot anymore.
That's true. And, basically nothing.
Neither do notifications.
Something else I wanted to talk about today really quickly is, this is something too, you know, we've talked about how we've been demonetized on YouTube. You guys aren't demonetized yet, right?
Yeah, we're good, so stop saying it so they forget.
Okay. and what happened with us when we were, this is something that goes on, right? There's a new Texas law coming into place in September, yes. Which should be big. A lot of states are stepping up to the plate. You have Florida. We're hearing through the grapevine. There are a few other states. That's where it'll go through. But this is one thing. Oh, there's Joe Lewis. That's what people really want to see here.
True.
Yeah, that's a palate cleanse from the land whales and Behar.
Yeah.
This is actually something I want you guys to comment here below, because we're using you for some data for some A/B testing here. Whenever I log out or I use ExpressVPN and I play my videos, there's always an autoplay. It's always Seth Meyers, Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert. They're always autoplaying.
They hate you.
And I will even go through and sometimes log into another YouTube account that I have and try and play like, okay, this, maybe some Daily Wire stuff, maybe some Jordan Peterson stuff. And it still autoplays Seth Meyers, Trevor Noah. Yeah. And just recently they came out with Trevor Noah saying the guy does like 50 million views. And it's just not true. None of this is true. And it's important to sort of point something out here. Let's use an example. I did some analytics. Okay. We have some videos here. I think we have some screenshots. Like one video here has 1.5 million plays, 1.2 million plays. But if you look at the likes, it's 110,000 and 81,000 likes and like 16 and 32,000 comments. Now, YouTube typically values, you guys know, comments and likes, because that means people are interacting.
Right. Right.
So if you don't have a lot of comments, you don't have a lot of likes, you typically don't have a lot of views. Mm-hmm. And if you see a video with a lot of views and no so-called interactions, it means the views are bought.
Yeah.
Or if they're not being bought, and this is another thing why people say we need campaign finance reform where everyone has the exact same amount of money. Well, it's not really fair if the entire media is pushing the Democrats and all of YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, right? They decide that we're going to feature and put in browse. And when you search for Steven Crowder, change my mind, instead you'll find Joe Biden's speech where we wiped the word fag from it. So Trevor Noah, by contrast here, here's a video of his, has 532,000 views, 730 comments. 7,900 likes.
Wow.
So you look at the plays, and they're completely disproportionate to the comments and likes. Same thing with Seth Meyers. These are autoplay. 686,000 views, 1,500 comments, 18,000 likes. Stephen Colbert, 505,000 views, only 800-something comments.
That's crazy.
11,000 likes. 1.4 million views for Jimmy Kimmel on a video. And it has 24,000 likes and 2,600 comments. These numbers are so much lower. So what does this tell you? And by the way, a lot of these videos, if you go on YouTube, they're fundraisers, which you have to notify YouTube if there's a sponsorship in there, something they make you notify them. I don't, because I'm demonetized. But this is important for people to know, because when they talk about the right-wing rabbit hole, right, the radicalization, like the New York Times on YouTube, it's actually the exact opposite. All of these leftist channels are hyperly inflated. You see it because people aren't liking or commenting. And what happens is, since these channels are monetized, Trevor Noah, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, they then get to go to advertisers and say, look, we have these amounts of millions of plays. Well, it doesn't account for retention time, which they don't usually. So they usually keep secret. And people aren't engaging with this content. So it really is a house of cards. They're either bought or autoplay. And I would love for you guys to comment below. Let me know what autoplays after this episode, or go to Crowder Bits. We're going to try and collect this here, because this has been going on for a long time. You know, I'm in the shower. I have a shower speaker and I'm listening to something that's enjoyable. And then all of a sudden, time for a closer look. and it just, you know, becomes a real problem.
You want to beat yourself up a little bit. Well, yeah. That's why we've told people for a while now to comment or like. Those are the ways that we're kind of testing the algorithm out
right.
and see what's going on. And this is just proof. Lest you think we're just saying, oh, man, you're not giving us the due that we are just due, right? No. It's people.
Oh, I don't.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, no, you won't say it a lot of the time, but I will, right?
I really don't care. We eat what we kill. You know what I mean? The issue here is...
But it's not a fair playing
field. No, it's not a fair playing
field. You've got guys out there putting out content that isn't half as sourced or half as good as what we're doing, and they're getting pushed by all these media companies, and they're standing back saying, no, it's fair play.
Well,
it's an algorithm.
I have to correct you here. I have to play devil's advocate as far as half as sourced. You can't do a fraction of zero.
Oh.
And you guys, so what has been your experience, too? Don't you usually look at, if you look at comments, and if you have a ton of comments, you're like, oh, that's probably going to do pretty well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Definitely. The more comments, the more likes, the more interaction your fans, the more likely the videos to be put out there.
And have you ever in your life had a video that, let's say, had a million play or a really huge play count with no likes or comments?
No, never.
It's never happened once to me.
Nope.
It's like you can't always say it's the likes, you can't always say it's the comments, but the one thing that is an absolute constant is if you don't have likes or comments, it's never a big video.
Yeah.
Never had it happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is something that I just want, you know, people talk about how we need to, when you have big tech, right, they have these 230 protections. You look at Joe Biden and they say, we need to make sure that people aren't getting radicalized. Well, what's actually happening right now is people are searching and trying to find basic bitch conservative content, and instead they have Trevor Noah, who is radical, by the way, who supports defunding the police, and Stephen Colbert, and Kimmel, and they thrust it into your timeline. So it's not a fair playing field. And more importantly, there is no radicalization that is taking place. It's not even possible. But they consider radicalization, you know, becoming pro-life and owning a gun or two.
Right. You know what's crazy? When if you create a new YouTube channel, it gives you an option to check if you want to subscribe to these major YouTube channels like Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. You uncheck that box, you go back like an hour later, you subscribe to all of them.
Really?
Because
people get unsubscribed from our stuff in your channels all the time too.
Yeah.
And you can't really test it all. All you know is it's some bullshit. Or as Joe Biden calls it, fags! I love that he gave me license to say all the words we can't say.
Yeah,
we got a chat from a viewer named Daniel Wilson. He said, I used to buy views and comments for A-list rappers' music videos. Record labels pay a lot for views because they get more money for it.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, we used to run our videos as pre-roll ads with a very small amount of money just to see what would happen. And now they've all been banned as hate speech. So Change My Mind has been banned for violating content guidelines.
Yeah, I think
from advertising. Like, this is shocking.
Wow.
I think you got me and my brother in trouble doing that
shit. Well.
They found our Obama video.
Which one?
I remember I was going to my video, I saw your ad, and we were in it. And they was getting all this hate from my fans. So like, was you on that Nazi show and all that crap?
Well, that was like years ago.
Before we came out.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you're out. You and Caitlyn Jenner. You can run as AG for.
You helped us, man. No, you helped us jump out of the closet.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Why were you in there?
And into a den.
I was
snake.
A pussy.
All right. So this is something else right now that we need to talk about. It is Lesbian Visibility Day.
Right.
Because otherwise, I guess they're walking around like Hollow Man.
Ghosts.
Outside of Lesbian Visibility Day, lesbians have to cover themselves in bandages and a trench coat and a hat. I'm like, oh, you're a lesbian.
There you are.
Now I know. And they take it off like, where's the lesbian? I can't see. I can't. What's not the day? So it's Lesbian Visibility Day, which, you know, is what's important in this country. Yeah. And American public schools are now teaching something. And this is also being taught in university. Actually, Tokunawan, can I say, you showed this to me from someone who had it, someone who shall remain nameless, in a curriculum, which, by the way, should have nothing to do with gender.
Okay.
Yeah. Major university, and it was in like a STEM field. Science.
Right. Major university, and it was in a STEM field. Here we go. This is the gender-bred person. And this is something they're actually teaching right now.
Wow.
This is taught in college, which is what's so disturbing. Like, what are they doing at Harvard now? Do they have the little metal track with the thing that you have to do with the kids?
You did it!
I have a law degree!
You get a gold sticker.
I passed the
bar. Have to explain gender-bred person to universities?
Oh my gosh.
I'm never sending my twins to college.
Never.
No.
So this is, again, what's most... They're teaching this to universities in programs that... They're not humanities, right? Yeah. They're not which we thought maybe you could tie sort of the worth of a degree if we're going to do any kind of public funding for university degrees to STEM fields or things that are... But the truth is now the lines are so blurred, they're the same as a humanities degree. So in honor here of Happy Lesbian Visibility Day, hashtag Lesbian Visibility Day, we have to explain the gender-bred person because all of us were very confused. You know him, you love him, he informs us all, Professor Penis. All right, Professor Penis, thank you for being back.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me back.
And we were just talking about fields and degrees.
Yeah.
What is your formal education in which field?
It's in professorship.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's the science?
Oh, that would be penis and penis science areas.
Okay, penis and penis science.
Oh, penis related. Yeah, penis related.
Penis related science.
Okay,
yeah. Thank you very much. Right. So we thought, who better?
General.
Yeah. General. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I don't need to know about your undergrad or your, your minor. Can you explain this to us? So this is being taught in STEM fields. Yep. That's what we wanted a professor. The gender-bred person. Here we go. You can show us what this is. I can't make sense of any of it.
Cool. Yeah. So as you can see, it's the gender-bred person.
Mm-hmm.
A play on the gingerbread.
Right.
So okay, the first. First metric here, let's go for gender identity.
And right.
This is normally, you know, the traditional view of woman and man.
Right.
And that's what we call binary.
Right. We're getting away from the binary.
Yeah, in the middle here, we got gender queer.
We add gender queer.
That's like somewhere in between.
Okay, so this is gender identity is different from, because it used to be there was, you know, sexual orientation and that's it. There was a sexual orientation.
Well, that'll be at the bottom here.
Right.
Yeah.
But now, then they switch it to sexual orientation and gender identity. But now I see there are all these other. There's now gender.
Yeah, it's been like split up.
Okay.
Yeah. So
this means that you might have to go back because the sciences have now expanded.
Yeah. So then we go down to again. They were all split up. So now we'll go down to the next one.
Gender expression.
Expression, and that's also like. Actually, I'm not really sure why these are.
Professor,
okay, yeah.
Professor, you guys know question. Like what? Yeah,
yeah. I don't know what gender expression is, and this is again being taught in universities.
Yeah,
what's your question there?
What's the difference between identity and expression?
Yeah,
yeah. That's. I think these should be maybe combined into one.
Well, hold on a second.
You're the professor.
I'm not too familiar.
You need to go
yeah,
back
like
to your hate speech HR. Let's just move on from that. Okay. Well, but they're clearly different.
Yeah.
Because bring back up the overlay there, Tokunawa, really quickly.
For some
bring it back up so people just realize that this is actually being taught in universities right now. And even Professor Penis cannot answer. Okay, so now we go to biological sex. Well, I feel like I understand this one. That's, you know, you have a P or a V.
That's, again, biological. I mean, that's kind of like up here again, but different. Oh, so this is your born. Okay.
Yes.
So this is what you, would feel like in your head, but this is what you are in real, like, biology life.
Okay.
So that would be.
Yeah. Thanks, Attenborough. And then, and intersex. So then, that would make sense because intersex affects, you know, less than 0.1%.
Yeah, I guess if you're born with not
both,
it all together, or
but most of them
it grows
are not transgender.
Halfway or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that's accurate.
We can go. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I've seen the halfway grown.
Yeah. Okay. And then the final one here is this seems to sexual orientation.
Yep.
So that
this is So this would be, you know, people are kind of familiar with that. That's.
Right.
If you're a dude into dudes.
No, that's heterosexual.
Then,
you pointed out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is homosexual.
Yes. Yeah, so flip them around. What I said, just flip. Yeah, people are familiar.
And pansexual means, for people who don't know, right, that means that you could be any of the gender identity / expressions.
Could change whenever.
And orientations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Transformer. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you mix all these together, that's the genderbred person. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yep. To change it to the crazy person.
Yeah.
Professor Penis, everybody.
Cool.
All right.
I feel smarter.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all feel smarter.
Yeah.
Penis related sciences. I mean, he's, you know what? He needs to stay in his lane. Because penis related sciences, you know, that's pretty concrete.
Yeah.
Very.
But then
specific.
You're getting into not just penis, but also severed penis, also inverted penis sciences.
Splayed.
Yes.
Penis?
This needs to be taught in our universities.
Yeah.
You wonder why China's laughing at us? They just banned feminism in China.
Oh, that's based.
Watch them try and get their head around gingerbread person.
Yeah. Like,
it's
what?
Like, listen, we don't need feminism. We don't want you getting ideas, starting to drive on. Genderbread. Oh, Americans retarded.
Basically.
Remember for a while, we thought, like, when Donald Trump was president, we were like, oh, everyone used to say that China was going to be the next great superpower. Ha, ha, ha. That sort of fizzled out. And now we're right back.
Back to it.
Okay. Here's something else that we need to talk about right now. No one is discussing this, And it kind of surprises me. I just was going through my mental Rolodex because obviously, look, we always have to say, when people talk about the events that happened in January 6th at the Capitol, okay, first off, you had hundreds of thousands of people and you had a handful, let's say a couple dozen people who obviously committed crimes who need to be held accountable for those crimes. The problem there is, of course, we were lied to about multiple officer deaths, about Officer Sicknick being killed with fire extinguishers. The media hasn't talked about the fact that now they've ruled his death actually completely unrelated. So, listen, it doesn't make it right because I don't want to see anyone storm the buildings or break the window of American, you know, any halls of American government. However, there have been so many insurrections in this country, I've lost count. So to set the stage here, let's go. You remember the mass media hysteria about the insurrection on January 6th. Here's a refresher.
Leading up to January 6th, we uncovered examples.
He looks like someone smushed his face and didn't hit the shift
saying
key.
Things like revolution or bust.
House Speaker Pelosi has a new proposal for a bipartisan 9/11 style commission to evaluate and study the events of that day.
Not to mention the impeachment, all this stuff. That wasn't really the best clip there. But there was, listen, you remember what happened with January 6th, okay? Whatever. If you don't think that the media was upset about January 6th, they're looking now at a Senate trial based on the impeachment. Here's the thing. There have been so many insurrections. I don't know if you guys have noted these. Look, let me go to the insurrection definition, according to Merriam-Webster, who, by the way, believes in gingerbread persons. So it's not like they're a right-wing bastion of extremism. An act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So definitions matter. Gender notwithstanding.
Right.
Words matter.
Well, let's go through a handful. Will we consider this an insurrection? When they use the term insurrection, because the point is right now they want to make you think that only right-wing extremists have ever tried to commit some kind of an insurrection. Again, which, by the way, that was the only incident of violence when you look at any of these tea parties, right? Tea party protests. I don't even know if you would really call them protests. They were really more so events. You look at a lot of the Make America Great Again rallies. You look at a lot of the free speech rallies. None of them were anywhere near the billions of dollars in damages and dozens of deaths and thousands of arrests and hundreds of officer casualties that you've seen across all of these riots right across the country. Now, that being said, I don't want to just talk about the riots, but actual events that meet the definition of insurrection. Okay, Portland. Antifa and Black Lives Matter stormed a federal courthouse in March and set it on fire. You tell me if this is an insurrection.
Don't other me.
I love how they always say try me, then when they get shot, they want to call other cops.
Hey man, don't do that.
I don't know. Again, let me go back to the definition of insurrection from Merriam-Webster. An act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. Hmm. Seems to me lighting a federal courthouse on fire and storming it should count.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
Maybe the fire wasn't big enough.
They were doing it for warmth.
Well, they're not very successful with their fires.
No, they're not.
To be clear. But I love it. He's like, come on, try me. Try me. And they do this all the time. Like, that last week where they with the CNN reporter where they were whipping, you know, ice bottles at him. And then when he was trying to back out and he lightly hit someone's bumper, they're like, ah!
He hit the bumper, man.
And so right now he's like, come on, cop, try me. What if the cop just shot him with a paintball gun? Like, ow! Ah, ring! Hello, other cops?
Come. Do something. Come on, a multitude.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's always a white guy just.
Let's say, by their definition, actually, the insurrection was 99% peaceful.
Yes.
So, but theirs was only 95% peaceful. So I think we're okay. I think we're in the clear.
Yeah. Well, it's not an insurrection because the courthouse was only 2% flammable. So I guess we're basing the morality on the success of the insurrections at this point.
Yeah, it has nothing.
It's not our fault, Antifa, that you can't do a push-up.
You suck at your job.
All right, now we have Ohio. Yeah. So Ohio, Black Lives Matter protesters, they broke into the Columbus Police Department. And contrary to, you know, there were the false rumors of Sicknick was killed with a fire extinguisher. There was no bruising. There was no blunt force trauma. In this case, it's on video. They hit a police officer with a club. I'm guessing they brought the club or stole the club. Because a fire extinguisher, you know, you can find anywhere. Yeah, you can MacGyver it. But a club, let's show some intent. Here you go, Ohio. Boom. And again, the guy there who hit the cop, about as white as it gets. Yeah, very, very white.
Oh, what a larp.
Is that a real person?
He looks like 17-year-old Quentin Tarantino if he ate the fat girl's ranch Dorito.
Was this because of the guy, the Bryant, that shooting?
Is I'm just saying, sometimes when you're evil, you get the face you deserve. Like, I bet you he was born like this, and then if you just do the time lapse, it would go...
Makes it hard to hide.
Then you end up with a mugshot.
Yeah.
So what were you saying there, Gerald?
I said, was this because of the Bryant shooting? Is that the riots in Columbus when you're saying that?
It's hard to keep track.
It is, because we've had so many.
There have been so many. I don't know if that was because of the Bryant shooting, but
I'd
know
be
what?
Curious.
Tomato, tomato. It's another day to riot.
Well, no, I would say that it matters, because that would mean that LeBron James is guilty of inciting a riot.
Oh, that's right. Ooh.
You're next.
You're on
something. No,
you're
next, Gerald. The white mall
Check
cop
out the
is next.
Big
is what
brain
said.
On Gerald.
That's just one that's so clear. And by the way, in 2 weeks, they're going to try and move on from the Micaiah Bryant story, because they're going to realize, well, it's
As
very
always.
Clear she was trying to stab. But that doesn't change the fact that there have been insurrections. There have been riots, right? This is how irresponsible the media has been. The same thing happened before with other people who, was it Jacob Blake? Well, now they kind of go back to it, and they don't acknowledge that he had a knife underneath his floor mat. They don't acknowledge that he had sexually assaulted his live-in girlfriend and was back and kidnapping the children. Just like the guy, remember in Georgia, I forgot his name. Was it...
At the Wendy's?
Was it Ahmaud Arbery or no? That was a different guy.
No,
that was...
Yeah.
Who was the guy in Georgia who was aiming the taser at the guy's face?
Rashid Brooks or something?
Rashad Brooks. Notice no one's talking about that now?
No, but people still list him and Michael Brown and a couple of other people.
Right.
Like, do you not do any homework at all?
But they're not following up on the trials or convictions.
No.
Because it doesn't matter. They already burned down an area of Georgia. This is what happens, right? They just move on. There's no accountability. Just like, hey, you just misgendered Caitlyn Jenner 3 times. I had my... Listen, I only slept 4 hours. Good enough for me. All right. Now we go on to, again, using the definition of insurrection, an act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. Iowa, 2 weeks ago, Black Lives Matter, they broke into Iowa State Capitol and they protested four racist bills, which, by the way, now if you hear of people protesting racist bills, it usually means something like voter identification or something non-racist. I have no idea what these bills are all the time. It's just usually when they go racist bill, you're like, well, there's no one who's actually proposing a racist bill. That actually, that couldn't happen in the year 2021. So this was clearly just an excuse for a few Molotov cocktails and billy club beatings. Here you go, Iowa.
Hey, what's the deal? Hey, hey, whoa. What you doing, bro?
His job. He's doing his job.
What you doing, bro? What the f*** are you doing, bro?
What are you doing, bro? You're arresting that person. I can't believe it.
Stop it, bro. Stop it, bro. Yeah.
What you doing,
what
bro?
What the hell is
wrong with black people?
In
he said
Iowa.
It. He said it. I mean, how is that not considered an insurrection?
Yeah.
If you're talking about in the Capitol right there, and they're committing acts of violence.
So by their definition, does this mean that every sit-in that was done in the civil rights movement was an insurrection and should have been treated as such?
Well, I don't know. They're saying when they're talking about January, because people were violent. But I'm saying these are all examples of people being just as violent.
No. They go in and they try to take over an established government or civil authority, rebelling against them. It didn't say you have to be violent against them. It just you're trying to overthrow their rule. So every time you break into one of these buildings or go in unlawfully and take it over, is that an insurrection? I'm just trying to make sure I have my definition.
Well, Merriam-Webster says so.
Yeah, okay.
But I think that these are equivalent
to January. That'll be changed by the time the show's over.
Yeah, that'll be changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, this does not apply to gender-bred people.
No.
That's what it will say in
No.
They are set apart.
They're allowed to do whatever they want. They're allowed to hit and run chicks, and then as long as they sever their wiener, all is fair in love and gender.
We don't know what to do with you yet, so you get to do a lot.
Yeah, pretty much. Here's Oklahoma, too. Another one. Oklahoma, last week, Black Lives Matter, they broke into the Oklahoma Capitol to protest. And by the way, I love this, too, to protest an anti-riot bill.
Yeah.
And of course, it ends up spilling out into the streets. Into what? What? You guessed it. Riots. It's like the inception of dumbass insurrectionists. Here you go, Oklahoma.
They had to be invited in, right?
Why are they up there on the balcony like the Muppet guys?
This bill sucks!
Oh! I know this is me nitpicking, but just how entitled they are. We'll be back. No, you won't.
No.
They just think they have the right. I'll be back. No, you're not allowed to.
Come on, bro.
Come on. You broke the law.
Well, yeah, but what?
What? You mean I can't?
Are they going to be arrested as well? Is there going to be a victims fund set up to get them out of jail like Kamala Harris did?
No, of course, nothing's going to. Before we continue with this right now, shocking Chadwick Boseman best actor loss on CNN right now, which is, this is the only thing that came from the Oscars. They're really mad that Anthony Hopkins won.
Anthony Hopkins.
It should never be a shock that Anthony Hopkins wins.
I know.
I understand that this is obviously a black actor and he died of cancer. Very sad story. Yeah. But it shouldn't be shocking. It's Anthony Hopkins for crying out loud. Yeah. Let's see what they're doing here.
Was taken from us far too early. And again, thank you all.
I give him the Oscar for that.
I know.
I really did not expect this.
And I like Boseman a lot.
Yeah, I like Boseman too.
He's amazing. But this is them again just driving a wedge and dividing right now. The fact that Anthony Hopkins won. Right, not to mention, it couldn't be on the flips, when the shoe's on the other foot, Christopher Plummer. Yeah. Won the year that Nick Nolte in Warrior. Go and watch that performance and tell me that Nick Nolte didn't absolutely deserve that Academy Award walk-off, but oh and behold, Christopher Plummer played a gay guy. Or as Joe Biden says, flag! Huh? Flag!
If they named it the Anthony Hopkins Award, you'd be like, yeah, that's true. That should be named that.
Yes, it should be named the best actor.
We're going to get a different award because he always wins this one.
It should be,
I'm starting to see why you're in Buttertown.
It should be the best Anthony Hopkins and best Meryl Streep.
There you go. Yeah.
Man, you need to win an award for that Biden impression.
It's uncanny.
It's too accurate.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Everything is racial identity now. Everything is seen through the prism of race, except for comedy. You're not allowed to make jokes. But everything else needs to be.
You like to kick Biden when he's down.
I don't think I'm punching down. He's the former vice president of the United States.
Yeah, he's a loser.
Just because he can't climb stairs, guys. Come on. Yeah.
He could fall upstairs.
The first time they installed the hover round.
We need to respect our elders, okay?
Yeah, he could do no wrong.
The first president to reverse mortgage the White House.
Sounded like a good deal.
A good deal. Next president comes in and is taking it.
What's going on?
Sorry, look at the contract.
He's only been in office how many days? He said the N word. Yeah. He said the F word.
Yeah.
He fell up some steps.
Yeah.
He said the.
It's just going to be a good 4 years.
He did. Now, look, and I want to be clear, I don't think he's homophobic and I don't think he's racist. He had word flips. And by the way, I think Joy Behar is an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a hateful person. But if Joy Behar can't keep track of this, right? And this is a lady who so far left, she's never seen a gun. That being said, she has no idea what her security carries over there. And I don't just mean her private security, but of course, they're in the studios. But I don't think that any of them are hateful. I just think that there is such a discrepancy between how the rules are enforced. It must be so nice to just be a liberal now. Yeah. Oh, well, I said that in college. I didn't believe it. Oh, well, I said he four times when I meant to say she. Yeah. You know, I had a rough night's sleep.
Well, the reason that we bring this kind of stuff up is because Donald Trump, when he had a handshake, they basically, the CNN Project Veritas thing, they were like bringing in every medical expert to say something's wrong with him. When he almost slipped down some stairs or a platform because it was slippery and he grabbed the rail, they're like, oh, something's wrong with him. But Joe Biden falls upstairs, which is really hard to do three times in a row.
It's windy outside, guys.
Well,
it's windy.
Or it's really unbelievable to do that. He tried really hard falling up those stairs. Yeah. Right now they're saying soon the family of Brown Jr. may be shown body cam footage. Is this the Virginia?
I don't know if it's Virginia. It's a shooting.
It's in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh, it's North Carolina? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Police shooting.
By the way, here's my view on the body camera footage. Either you release it right away, if you're the police department, right away, before there are any protests, if you know that you're in the right, or you set your own timeline. Because some people are saying, well, no, I think when you said they shouldn't have released the body cam footage in Columbus, I was saying you shouldn't do it because the mob is gathering and lighting their Molotov cocktails outside. Yeah. In other words, now you've set a bad... It's like giving a kid a cookie when they misbehave.
Right.
Either release the footage before there's a protest and just say, look, this is done.
Policy.
And maybe they'll riot anyways, or... If people start congregating and start demanding it, you do it on your own terms. I just think it's really important to not reward these folks right now with with anything. I mean, you look at the Chauvin trial, and immediately afterward, they were protesting, saying, keep it up, keep your foot on the gas, and we still see riots. Yeah. It got worse in Portland, by the way.
Well, they were saying that, and even the president, former vice president, came out and said the reason that we had this verdict, basically, was because of the protests. That's why we ended up getting this verdict. And they're like, oh, cause and effect. Okay, so next time, if we just yell loud enough, it doesn't matter if a person is innocent or guilty. We just don't like them.
Right.
Therefore, they're guilty. And I'm not saying that about the Chauvin trial. You can still think that he's a jerk that should go to jail for some period of time. But there should be a fair
trial. Hold on, I don't want to cut you off, but right now I want to go to this Demolition Man.
Concerned and hoping the video can answer more questions. But Kirk, you're also expecting a counter protest today, this evening, for people supporting law enforcement. What is your message to this group right here and that group?
Yes, we support law enforcement. If someone breaks into my house, we're going to call 911. We expect for the police, the sheriff's department to come to defend us.
Well, so you should expect a social worker.
We're not. Yeah. Against the police. We're just against police brutality. We are against shooting an unarmed man.
Well, you know what? That would stand to reason if you weren't out there protesting right now before the body cam footage.
Right.
So it's very clear that you're anti-police at this point. You have no idea if there's police brutality. You are blanket protesting police. Just wait a minute.
As you can see from our people here that are here, we're not here to be an angry mob. We're not here to cause violence, but we're here to just make sure that everyone is held accountable and that we receive the information and let the information go to the public. That's what we're here.
Hey, you know what? Here's an interesting question, held accountable. How are you held accountable? How are you, CNN, how are you held accountable? Right now you're covering this before there's any body cam footage and you're acting. By the way, I don't think it's a counter protest. It's people supporting law enforcement and people supporting mob rule. It's not a counter protest. The fact is, law and order should be the baseline. Yeah. That should be the point zero, our neutral set point. Instead, you're acting as though, well, right now, these people with no evidence whatsoever have decided that this is a police brutality and unlawful murder, hunting down of another black person. That's what they go with. And now there might be a counter protest. No. No, it's not a counter protest. They're supporting law enforcement, supporting our laws. And believe me, not all police officers are your friends, okay? Especially when they go around arresting people for not double masking.
Yep.
But let's not act as though this right now is starting with, well, it starts with, we start with the protesters who are anti-police brutality, and then there's a counter protester. No, they have no information.
Yeah.
None.
Well, and right now, that guy sounds very reasonable, very smart. If after this footage comes out, if he goes, guys, this was not police brutality, I would absolutely applaud what he did. I'd be like, look, it's totally fine to go out and make sure, but we're not starting off neutral. That's the problem. Actually, we're starting off assuming that it's police brutality.
So actually, I think there is body cam footage released Friday.
Released. There is.
So we're trying to find it.
Of this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. This is, because right now they were just saying the family might be shown body cam
footage. Yeah, I don't think the footage is out on this yet.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah, we'll
verify.
Are they talking about the Virginia incident? Is that what they're talking about, maybe? Because this one, it's hard, by the way, people who are watching with us live, send in your chat, let me know, because I have a small screen over here that I can't really see. Virginia was yesterday, I believe, and this is something from North Carolina.
Yeah.
So they're saying the family might be shown the body cam footage. So even the family here has not seen the body cam footage, and you already have protesters. Yep. I just don't understand. How do you show up and protest, let alone commit acts of violence, before you have any information?
Well, even when you have the footage released, like was released in Columbus, people still act like idiots and say, oh, that was just a street fight. You got to be
who among us hasn't had ourselves one of the neighborhood knife fights? Like it's a Nerf.
Exactly.
It's K-bar or nothing. No, that's not how. No one among us has had a knife fight. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For crying out loud. Let us know what you guys find there. We'll get back to it. But finally, sorry to go back to the segment while we're talking about riots and we're actually talking about insurrections.
Yeah.
This is not to include, we went through four just since March.
Oh, wow.
Not to include, of course, all of the other insurrections. Again, while we're talking about an unlawful assent. Let me go back to this definition. An act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. So I would argue, go with me on this. I would argue that the George Floyd Autonomous Zone, or Chaz/CHOP, where they didn't allow officers in, law enforcement, and declared themselves a separate territory from the United States, even though, by the way, they were still going to bodegas and picking up Red Bulls, I would say that that would qualify as an insurrection. I can't think of a more clear example than taking over 8 square blocks of an American city and saying, this isn't an American city anymore because I'm in charge. Your Chaz belongs to me.
Where people died too, murdered.
Yeah. Yes. In Chaz, they damaged property. Of course, they attacked people. They had, I believe, 3 people were killed. I know 5 people were shot in Chaz.
That's crazy.
Including a 17 and a 14-year-old. And then in the George Floyd Autonomous Zone, there was a 30-year-old who was shot, and maybe the police could have, but they wouldn't let police go into the Autonomous Zone.
Yeah, I remember that.
So again, this is an insurrection because you are actively rebelling against a system of government and saying, we live by our own rules here. You're not allowed to come in. Case in point, here you go. If you've forgotten about this and the media wants you to forget about it, here's Chaz and the George Floyd autonomous insurrection zones.
Breaking news in the so-called Capitol Hill organized protest zone. There's been yet another shooting early this morning.
Top security shot at those people in the Jeep after they ran into the barricades.
Top security.
Here.
So there's another group.
I don't believe they've ever been to the academy.
There, and then they'll be moving in a few minutes, so be ready.
Take the clip out and put it back in.
That's right. This is Raz Simone handing an AR-15 to an underage kid, but no charges.
And calling it a clip.
Keep in mind, they were removing the American flag because this is not America, Chaz.
Shots ring out, and this is the video of it. Once again, in the Capitol Hill protest zone in Seattle, the 2 people hit teenagers, and one of them is dead tonight.
Jeez. Woo.
So again, you know, I just ask you, what's the definition here? Are we using the actual definition of insurrection? And no one here is excusing what happened on January 6th.
No.
Yeah, they actually called it a protest zone.
Right, yeah, they called it a they call it an autonomous.
Summer of Love, don't you remember?
Yes, the Summer like post-apocalyptic of Love.
What was that, the mayor of, who was that, mayor of Seattle?
Was it Wheeler?
Ted Wheeler?
It wasn't Wheeler, it was a woman. It was a woman who said it.
I don't know, but I remember that it was.
Yeah. Summer of Love, it's just going to be
the Summer of Love. Yeah, it's just going to be the Summer of Love. And then after a few rapes and a few murders, you're like, well, you know what, mostly love.
Yeah. Well, the left is playing the victim here, like, to the nth degree. AOC, if she can be, like, 7 blocks away and claim that she was a part of the Capitol riots, I guess you can do anything. But here's what they're doing. They're saying there's 800 people that they're going after. The FBI is calling for you to tell us who these people are so that we can arrest them. When people were brought footage of Portland, I don't know what's going on over there. That's probably not it. When CNN is recording live on scene with a burning car behind them, it is a mostly peaceful protest.
Yeah.
But on January 6th, oh my God, all of a sudden violence comes knocking on your door and you say, we can't have this anymore. Are you serious? We dealt with this for an entire year.
Yeah.
And you guys are just now getting onto this and saying that that's dangerous?
Right.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Not to mention all the businesses who've been shut down. Not to mention all the people say, why do you care about businesses, not lives? No. We care about lives
all
lost,
of them.
Too, as well as livelihoods. We care about innocent people lost. Just like when they were saying, well, couldn't that officer in Columbus have shot into the air as opposed to, yeah. Let's endanger civilian life with a stray bullet rather than aiming that squarely at the obese attempted murderess.
It's crazy.
Bullets don't come back down out of the sky once you fire them up.
No, that doesn't happen.
Not according to the vice president. Go out with your shotgun and fire a couple off into the air.
Yeah, it just makes common sense.
They think it's Yosemite Sam.
You wear a mask, it's fine.
Not to mention the corporate sponsors of these autonomous zones. Yeah. Brought to you by GuaranteedRape.com.
Yeah, what about all the black-owned businesses that are being burned down in these areas? I thought you cared about black-owned businesses and black communities.
Don't skim past that.
Sorry.
GuaranteedRape.com. Because I'm watching CNN, there's GuaranteedRate.com.
I stepped
so I just want to make sure that there, I don't. I just want to make sure there's context. Like, are you saying you're going to? No, I'm not saying I'm going to rape. I'm saying that if you go to one of these zones,
yes.
GuaranteedRape.com.
But it's Lesbian Visibility Day.
This is Lesbian Visibility Day. Well, they're probably safe.
Yeah, they're like, ugh.
That's like shark repellent only to rapists.
Blue hair?
No. just here's a jumbo Costco bag of ranch Doritos. Leave us alone.
Back away, guys.
And by the way, the George Floyd, you would think, right, okay, after the George Floyd, the verdict, right, the Chauvin verdict, you would think that there is no more George Floyd autonomous zone.
Yeah, you would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
No, it's still up.
Oh.
Yeah, it's still up.
It's still there.
With, by the way, separate rules for white people.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I know that the left is trying to say that asking someone to have voter ID is Jim Crow, which is an odd comparison considering that Jim Crow laws were, you know, obviously laws supported by Democrats to prevent black Republicans from voting.
Oops.
But they're stupid. So now they have different rules for white people.
I've seen this one before.
To you that this is not racist. So here at the George Floyd Autonomous Zone, for white people in particular, decenter yourself and come to listen, mourn, and witness. Bring your own processing to other white folks so that you will not harm BIPOC. What is
he wearing
what is
a Jesus
B-I-P-O-C?
Robe?
I know people of color. What does B-I mean?
Shit, if I know.
Is that bisexual people of color?
I don't believe that one's very confusing. That's exclusive.
Can someone find this? Listen, this is, and I work in this. Okay, I can tell you what LGBTQAAIP is. That's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, LGBTQ, queer, right. Ally.
It's black indigenous.
Black indigenous
people of color.
By the way, they don't call them indigenous anymore in Australia because that's now racist. It's First Nations. So we're just taking their, they're throwing out their racist terminology in the trash, and we're dumpster diving.
You ain't black.
Does that include Hispanic people? I'm confused.
It doesn't.
So they're
black, indigenous, people of color. I guess Hispanic people are technically people of color.
But why do you have to say, isn't black redundant? Isn't a black person automatically a person of color?
You would think.
Okay.
Hey, who knows anymore? There's a gender person over here. Oh, I don't know what's going on.
What is it with all the letters? It's hard to keep up.
Well, this is the only instance where they believe in letters.
Ah.
Letters are oppressive.
They're a construct.
X's and Y's and stuff.
White people, we can't be using vowels and consonants. what do you guys prefer someone say?
I'm a black American.
Black American. Okay. Okay. Yeah. You don't like the POC. People of color.
Indigenous just makes me sound like a caveman.
In this New York Times article, they have this...
You know, the can of worms you just opened.
They have this lady, Cynthia Frisbee. She's a professor of strategic communication at Missouri School of Journalism, and it makes no more sense. She says, the black and indigenous was added to kind of make sure that it was inclusive. I think the major purpose of that was for including voices that hadn't originally been heard that they wanted to include in the narrative, darker skin... blacks and indigenous groups. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And by the way, that's a professor. That's a run-on sentence.
That's a professor in the New York Times.
You could just say not white people. You're racist against white people. Why don't you just say that?
And people get really mad if you use the word retarded. Look, let me be clear here. My wife and I volunteered at this. They have these at churches across the country. Yeah. How they're called Friendship Club.
Yeah.
People with special needs. And I have spoken with several dozen retarded people who are far more articulate than that run-on sentence word salad from that professor.
It doesn't make any sense.
No. If anything, I think that retarded now should be a compliment.
Yeah.
Right.
They wish they could be retarded.
How dare you?
Oh, I dare.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, I dare. I still don't know what BIPOC is.
BIPOC.
Black, indigenous, black.
People of color. But right. I don't understand. I don't understand why you have to have black when you have people of color.
It's because
these things aren't logical, Steven.
So I understand people will say, well, people of color can include they can include multiple people of color, right? It's true.
Right, yeah.
Red and yellow, black and white, they're precious and it's like, Jesus loves little children of the world, right? That got the girl all mad at Change My Mind, but people of color. But that also includes black and Latino and potentially Asians. And so we also add, but aren't they under people of color? Yes, but we want black people of color to know that they're more important than the brown or yellow people of color. It's the same, only more color.
Yeah, when I think of black indigenous, I think about, you know, like Africans with bones shoved in their nose.
It's two separate. The black and indigenous means like Native Americans.
There you go.
I don't know what that.
Well, black what people? The hell? Tell what me how happening? That's not offensive.
Yeah.
Everything about you're gonna get mad at me for Taco Tuesday, having a little tequila, and some sombreros, and you think that that's racist? And you have that person walking out like they're a fully clothed carnival contestant.
True. Yeah, Brazil.
Only they're not wearing the thongs because it's not flattering to their body type.
Looks like a peacock.
Can you bring that back up?
Yeah.
Bring that back up. That's almost as offensive as Nancy Pelosi with the Desmond Tutu scarf.
It's Black her Lives culture. Matter.
What is this? Oh, my God.
I can't breathe shit on. Yeah. It'd be funny if he went to one of those damn autonomous zones wearing that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Instant target practice.
Except me.
Raz Simone with his AR-15. Why don't you get your birdcage ass looking motherfucker? Get out of here.
Pop your ass.
Birdcage, feathers and shit.
No, I'm the eye. I'm the eye.
Why don't you go sing TikTok shit up on The Voice and all that shit? All the ass singer, do you? Party don't stop till I get your ass out. Get your ass out now.
The party already stopped.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, look, do we have anything? Is there the body cam footage? So there's North Carolina and there's Virginia.
No, yeah. They were confusing the Virginia one with the North Carolina one because they're both named Brown.
But do we have the Virginia body cam footage? Because that's one you're saying there is body cam footage. This is one that people are protesting right now. Virginia. Going on this morning. They were talking about it on CNN. And then they went away from it really quickly, which I'm assuming means there was body cam footage released and people said, oh, okay, our bad.
Yeah, let me grab it.
Very obvious.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll go to the Mug Club segment here. But look, let me know, which one do you think is most insurrection-y of the insurrections? We had, right, Ohio. We had Oklahoma. We have Portland. We have Seattle. We have CHOP. We have George Floyd. Why are none of these things being covered? Only one side, as far as we're talking about the insurrections. Yeah. Comment. That's the best thing you can do. And smash that like button. We'll be back tomorrow, by the way, here. And then Wednesday night, we'll be live streaming. My half Asian lawyer, Bill Richmond, will be here to fact check the, I keep wanting to say State of the Union, the joint address. YouTube, thank you so much. We love you, but we're about to do a truth according to Manny. Bye. So. No way we can do this here on YouTube. You need to...